Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Merry Christmas. And if you're listening to this, you're probably one of five, because of course, people are celebrating Christmas and they're spending time with their families. But Merry Christmas to you. Jesus has come to earth. He has done such amazing things. And so we're celebrating that today. And I'm so grateful beyond words. Today we are working our way through Romans based on Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is my 40th book, and it takes you through the book of Romans. And so celebrating, we're reading through Romans. We're in Romans 9, verses 14 through 24 in the easy to read version. So what does this mean, that God is not fair? We cannot say that. God said to Moses, "I will show mercy to anyone I want to show mercy to. I will show pity to anyone I choose." So God will choose anyone he decides to show mercy to, and his choice does not depend on what people want or try to do. The scriptures say, God says to Pharaoh, "I made you king so that you could do this for me. I wanted to show my power through you. I wanted my name to be announced throughout the whole world." So God shows mercy to those he wants to show mercy to, and makes stubborn those he wants to make stubborn. So one of you will ask me, if God controls what we do, why does he blame us for sin? Don't ask that. You are only human and have no right to question God. A clay jar does not question the one who made it. It does not say, "Why did you make me like this?" The one who makes the jar can make anything he wants. He uses the same clay to make different things. He might make one thing for special purposes and another for daily use. It is the same way with what God has done. He wanted to show his anger and to let people see his power, but he patiently endured those he was angry with, people who were ready to be destroyed. He waited with patience so that he could make known the riches of his glory to the people he has chosen to receive his mercy. God has already prepared them to share his glory. We are those people and the ones God chose, not only from the Jews, but also from those who are not Jews. Mind if I pray for you on this Christmas day? Jesus, thank you so much for the incarnation. Thank you so much for humbling yourself to become a baby and humbling yourself to obedience, even death on a cross. Because it has made a way for us, many of us Gentiles listening to this show, I'm sure there's some Jewish people too, that we can be part of your family. We can be chosen by you. And because of the cross, all of humanity is invited into this table, to this feast of joy and amazement. So we are grateful for you. We're grateful for the ability to hang out with you, to be loved by you, to be known by you, and to love you and to know you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you were patient with us and that you still remain patient with us. Thank you for that. It is such a blessing. I know I'm not patient with myself, so it's really great to know that you're patient with me. Lord, I do pray that you would make us. It says that you have prepared works for us to walk into. And so I pray that you would, as we look forward to a new year, that we would look and walk into those places, maybe scary. Maybe we might be fearful, but we could walk into those places that you have prepared for us to do, that we would have special uses for us, special purposes, that we would have a purpose-driven life. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your pardon. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for making us members of your family. We rest in that today as we celebrate with our families and our friends who you are, and the fact that, yes, the truth is we live in a really dark world and sin abounds, but a light has come into the world and the darkness cannot overcome it. So Lord, in light of that, we revel in your light. We thank you for the hope. We're grateful for peace. And we ask for your strength and your power today to love the people in our lives that we're spending time with today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, if you're listening to this, I give you 5 gold stars because I know you're wanting to be with your family today. So thank you for doing that. And I pray that today would be a day you would understand more clearly the gospel and how Jesus has rescued you.